You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So now there's a talk that this whole big old mess in the Suez Canal with that ship that was lodged in there sideways, it wasn't just some freak of nature. No. It was the curse of the pharaohs. Dun, dun, dun.
The plot thickens. I do love this story. Everyone online's freaking out about this.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
So they have this new multi-gazillion dollar museum that's opening in Cairo. So this weekend, I think it's this Saturday, they're going to do this little parade that has something like 18 pharaohs' mummies in it going to transport from the old museum to the new museum. And they're making it this big, gaudy, lavish parade with floats, with lights and gold glitter. And anyway, some people are saying, you can't move the mummies again. You're going to invoke the curse. Well, since they've announced that they were going to be doing this little parade and moving the mummies, a building has collapsed in Cairo that killed, like, I think a dozen or 18 people. There was a train accident that killed dozens of people. Now you've got the ship lodged sideways, which disrupted traffic and cost Egypt something like, what, $100 and something million in revenue?
It's the curse, man. It's the curse.
The Egyptologists are saying, one of them, his line was, that's a bunch of hooey.
I don't know,
which,
man.
That's a pretty good way of putting it.
Did you mention that one of the mummies was King Ramses II? Did you mention
that? It's Ramses II, dude.
The biggie.
And Ramses V. There's a few Ramses in there.
On his tomb, there's a quote on there that says, death will come on quick wings for those who disturb the king's peace.
Mm-hmm.
Look what's happening.
Look at that.
Some deep stuff. You don't want to jack with this. Put him back. Put them all back.
Ramses II was an interesting cat in general.
Freaks me out.
Freaks you out?
I was having a good time looking at the... I posted the link to this actually on our Facebook if you guys want to check it out, because there's a bunch of pictures of mummies and stuff. And I love looking at mummies. They're really just fascinating.
I even like the display at the Denver Museum of Nature
yes,
and Science.
You're just looking. It's hard to wrap your mind around like how old this person.
Mummies.
I know, right? It's hard to just place yourself with how old these things are.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's really cool stuff.
What's really freaky is what they did with your innards and stuff. You know,
yes.
Pull them out and put them in little jars and
set
them next to you.
Yes.
Canopic jars. Isn't that what those are called?
It was spleens and honey that they found in those tombs. Spleens and honey.
Anyway, so that's going on. Now, George R.R. Martin, for those of you who are fantasy novel fans, know that he's the dude behind the books in the Game of Thrones series. It has been 10 years since the last book, and still there's no release date for number 6 in the series. 10 years, and he's still not finished with the next one. This is what I find kind of funny. If I have a good writing session, like over a weekend, I might get 3,000-4,000 words in a good weekend. Sometimes 5,000 if I'm really pushing it. All right? Just keep that number in your mind.
Okay.
3,000 to 5,000 in a good weekend. And by the way, I am in no way comparing myself to George R.R. Martin. I'm just simply trying to give you some context.
Feels like you are, though.
I'm giving you context. George R.R. Martin said that the year 2020 was a good year of writing for him because he got hundreds of words written. In the whole year, he just did a few hundred words.
He's like, what's the rush?
I bring all of this up because the last thing that fans who are waiting for these books need to hear is that he has a brand new distraction, because Mr. Martin is now going to be working on a Broadway version of the series.
All right.
So Game of Thrones, that you may have loved on television, will now become the next Broadway sensation.
Lap dance routines. Hey.
It does mean the return of several characters that you might already be familiar with, including ones who died during the TV series.
Ugh.
They will be back. This is expected to launch in 2023. But again, if George R.R. Martin is working on it, maybe 2043.
Might push it off a little bit.
What else is trending?
There's more crap on celebrities. Old Sly Stallone. Sylvester Stallone's in trending today. He's still milking the Rocky franchise. He posted some handwritten notes for a Rocky TV show that he's developing for a streaming network. Network has not been named yet, but gosh, I would imagine that'll be scooped up super quick. Here's the gist of it, though. It's going to be a prequel. It'll be set in the 60s. Sly is staying, it would ideally be 10 episodes for a few seasons to really get to the heart of the characters in their younger years. I kind of like this idea.
Do you?
I do.
Young Rocky?
Young Rocky. Why not? We got Young Rock now. We got that TV show. So why not Young Rocky? This will get scooped up.
Got Young Sheldon.
Yeah, I have a feeling this will be pretty darn good. I like Sylvester Stallone still.
Not my favorite Rocky, though. My favorite Rocky was the Flying Squirrel from the Bullwinkle cartoons.
Google it.
He's the best Rocky.
Google it. Being rich and famous isn't always a picnic, says this story. Because of what's been happening to Kendall Jenner. Boy, she's had a week. The other day, she had to get a restraining order against a man who was threatening to kill her, basically. And then, on Sunday morning at 2 a.m., some dude showed up at her house, fully clothed, knocked on some windows and called out her name, and then he took his clothes off and headed to the pool to take a naked dip.
Skinny dip action.
Kendall's security cut him off, I guess.
Oh, ow, don't say that when he's naked.
She was home at the time. But yeah, this guy, so.
Sounds like the curse of the Pharaoh to me.
I want to apologize to Kendall Jenner for doing that. I just wanted to say hi. Oh, my bad. New term out there this morning on Urban Dictionary for people who brag about getting the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
Vax holes.
They even use it in a sentence.
You know,
in the story,
yes, which it's like, what's the sentence? 2 weeks after the second shot, and that vax hole is posting selfies from a bar in Cancun. So it's people that, you know, got the shot and they're out having fun and they're posting pictures of how great everything is. You know, that's kind of funny. A new clothing website called Revolve has a line of shirts that they're calling vaccine ready. Basically, it's a shirt that just leaves your shoulders bare so you can get the shot without having to roll up your sleeve. Yay.
Sleeveless shirts have been around for a while, folks.
These shirts cost between $70 and $300 for less fabric. So, yeah, just wear your $4 t-shirt, roll
wear
up your sleeve.
Wear a t-shirt and just roll
good
it up.
Night. And a brewery in New York has created an IPA called the Emotional Support Beer. They said they decided to do this after people started joking about needing an emotional support beer during the pandemic.
Cute.
That's cute. I love that. Here's a story I will admit I just kind of skimmed this morning, but I do love the thought of this. The story says this is giving new meaning to the description of someone as a toxic person. Scientists are saying that it is possible that humans could evolve to be venomous one day if the conditions are just right. Our saliva glands have the same genetic foundation that some snakes have in their venom glands. And I guess, you know, if the stars align and everything's great and you truly are a toxic person, you could turn venomous.
Just well, you the have the thick saliva, so maybe
I
you're
do.
One of the evolutionary links.
Maybe. Can you imagine like being out on a date with some guy you don't like, so you just get up and bite his neck and take off? I love the visual of that. Real quick, let me give you your Fat America. This is coming from TGI Fridays. They are going all in on carnival food. You're going to be able to wander into a TGI Fridays and get a hot chicken sandwich and a burger or a burger with the donut for a bun. They have sandwiches that are mozzarella sticks in between two pieces of bread. That sounds so classy. Cheese fries by the pound. A cosmopolitan with cotton candy on top. All of these sound pretty darn good, but very embarrassing to order, I would think, you know? Give me that mozzarella steak sandwich. Keep them coming. All right, let's do clickbait. Get a Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to a comedian. This guy is fantastic. His name is David Urey, I think. He does dramatic readings of TV theme songs. I highly suggest you watch the one from DuckTales, Charles in Charge, and Scooby-Doo. All dramatically done. You don't like him? I can tell by your face. I thought this guy is fantastic.
Not for me.
Fantastic. Not for Dom.
The entertaining difference between Dom and Jeremy.
Everyone else, it's really good. Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.